Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, July 27th. LGBTQ groups in Colorado are expressing outrage over President Trump's ban on transgender people from serving in the military in any capacity. Bensa Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Details of how the president's ban would be implemented are not yet clear, but Daniel Ramos called it a shocking attack on transgender Americans. Ramos is the executive director of One Colorado. The group advocates for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer Coloradans.
When transgender people want to, you know, willingly serve our country and are told that regardless of their qualifications, they don't belong in the military, is a strong message this administration has sent.
Ramos doesn't know how many transgender Coloradans serve, but says there are currently 15,000 transgender people in the military nationwide. The president made his announcement on Twitter. I'm Bensa Berkland at the state capitol.
While it's not exactly a case of Hollywood coming to town, there will be lights, camera, and action this weekend in Paonia. Lily and Rose, a feature film about the lasting bonds of friendship, will be filming in Paonia on Saturday and Sunday. The movie is written and directed by Cheryl Glubach. Producer and production manager Sterling Cook took some time away from the set to speak with KVNF News on Wednesday. He talked about how Paonia was chosen as a location for the film.
You know, we became familiar with Paonia from a friend of ours who grew up over in that area, and he was affiliated with a production company called Seven & Co. run out of Denver, and his partner Wes Matheny, who is a producer on this shoot, ran the script by him, and he said, you guys should really check out the Western Slope. So we went scouting in October, Cheryl Glubach and myself, and we fell in love with it. We drove through quite a few little towns there, and then we hit Paonia, and it just clearly was the location for the film.
Lily and Rose tells the story of three friends, and in February, the cast was set. Lily is played by Marina Leo. Rose is portrayed by Olivia Sullivan. And Grace Dotson plays Holly. The story takes place in the mid-80s and is meant to evoke memory. And when they came to town, the filmmakers thought Paonia was the perfect location for their sets. The movie and the town fit together nicely.
Something a little more removed from, a little feeling timeless, I guess would be the way I'd put it. And I think this town really has a timeless feel to it. But a lot of the ideas coming out of Paonia are very progressive in terms of the farming practices and such. I think they work perfectly. It really has that small town Americana atmosphere that we were looking for. And then the sunshine too.
Paonia resident and KVNF program director Allie Lightfoot is working with the filmmakers on a variety of tasks, including finding some local talent for extras. For the set, the movie makers need more cars from the mid-1980s and are hoping to find some of them in Paonia.
You know, we have Allie Lightfoot, who is a coordinator with me, and we're setting up to get Paonia extras at a few of the scenes. We have a big swimming pool scene in Grand Junction. I don't have any names off the top of my head, but we do have a few, and we're calling for anyone with a car built before 1985 that wants to be in the movie is welcome to reach out to her. I know we have about four cars, and we could always use a couple more for the 29th of July, just to really sell the time period.
While they're in town, the movie makers will be filming on Saturday and Sunday. But their stay in the area will be longer as they move around to different locations in western Colorado.
We're getting to town on the 27th, and we'll be having sort of a big huddle that night, and then we start shooting on the 28th, and we'll be shooting the 29th. And then we will be in town until we're checking out on the 2nd. But the 30th and the 31st were shooting outside of the town, out more in the country.
To find out more information, the movie's website is all one word, lilyandrosefilm.com. Motorized outdoor recreation is a cherished pastime for many Coloradans. Eric Galatis reports on a volunteer opportunity to restore parts of the watershed in South Park.
Volunteers and U.S. Forest Service staff are headed back into South Park's Farnham roadless area to restore a critical watershed, native plants, and wildlife habitat. Misi Ballard with the group Great Old Broads for Wilderness led an effort earlier this month checking on a project south of the Terryall Reservoir and will be helping close off national forest lands damaged by illegal motorized recreation on August 2nd, a week from today.
The Pike San Isabel is basically Denver's backyard. Within an hour of the metropolitan area, you can be in a wilderness. And as such, it gets pounded every weekend.
More than 2,000 square miles in the Pike and San Isabel National Forests have been set aside exclusively for motorized off-road recreation. And Ballard says people often aren't aware they've entered protected areas. Volunteers will be posting signs and fencing and reseeding to help the land heal. Ballard notes unauthorized bogging, where Jeeps and other ATVs ride around in muddy areas, not only puts fish populations at risk, it pollutes drinking water. The Upper South Platte River watershed and South Park's North Fork Valley supply water to 60% of communities along the Front Range.
Our water is only as good as our headwaters. There's no redundancy in Denver water's system. Things happen in the upper reaches of the South Platte watershed, and it impacts Denver's water.
She adds, once people understand why closures are important, they tend to follow the rules.
There's been a lot of positive comments on the closures, especially from hunters, saying that they had had bad hunts for many years because of the presence of motorized recreation.
Ballard says helping restore wilderness areas is fun and a way for her to give back for the many years she's enjoyed Colorado's outdoors. If you'd like to join her and other Great Old Broads for Wilderness in their efforts, call 817-939-4239. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And in news from the town of Paonia, the Board of Trustees appointed Barry Pinnell to fill the vacated seat of Bill Bruner, and now the council is back to six trustees. At the regular board meeting on Tuesday, trustees considered applications from Pinnell and town treasurer Ross King. In a 3-2 vote, the trustees decided that they prefer to have King stay at his post as treasurer while they appointed Pinnell as trustee. He will be sworn in at the next regular meeting. And the Paonia Planning Commission is holding a rare meeting tonight. The commission will have one item of business, which is a public hearing to consider a proposed use approval for 719 Second Street from All Hemp Trading Company. The meeting is at 6 p.m. at Paonia Town Hall. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.